This is The Film Effect with Tiff.
Hello. Welcome, everyone. I'm back. I have no plan. So this is called I Have No Plan today.
I'm here.
It's Halloween-ish time. It's my favorite
time.
Yeah, I'm actually wearing a shirt. I don't know if you can see my shirt.
Oh, nice.
Yes, Mike Myers. Mm-hmm. Michael Myers, I should say. Because there's
about
always the other Myers, right?
I mean,
whenever I say that,
there's a comedian, Mike Myers.
That's right. Okay. And then I'm like, do people get confused when I say that? I'm talking about Halloween.
I'm stepping away from my mic because I realize my headphones are now too loud.
Okay, just see what happens. You have to fix it. Or you just, I don't know. I have the same problem.
There
well, anyone, anyway, we're here. I've got Rob Waters here with me, the local filmmaker.
And legend. Okay, all right.
Yes,
let's
and
go
creator
with that.
Of like the most fun events, one of which I met someone, I actually started a relationship with someone at.
Was that one of...
You don't know that?
What, I didn't know. Well, I know you kind of like were starting to see her at that.
We were just friends at that show.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you guys were already together.
No, we weren't. And so that literally was the beginning of what has now been over a year.
Was that Jurassic Fest?
That was Jurassic Fest.
All right.
So true love happens, you guys, at the movies. Just letting you know. Bring people to the movies and you never know what could happen.
Mm.
Yeah. It's true, actually. All right. So yeah, tell us about, I'll let you do some, if nobody knows, if you haven't heard my previous episodes where I've had Rob and I've had the other Rob on, mm-hmm. you guys created Revival House.
Yes.
So go ahead. You can
It's just really like a big geeky film house for people. So we do things at Milton Theater and we do things at Hudson Field now. Mm. And what we're going to talk about today is probably my favorite thing that we do. It's called the Horror Trailer Challenge.
Yeah.
And it's sometimes it's hard for some people to get their heads wrapped around it because it's a little strange. But what you're doing is making a fake trailer for a fake film that doesn't exist. And I will explain.
Explain.
It's weird. So what a trailer is usually the best parts of a movie.
Yeah.
And especially with a horror film, it's usually always like the best scares are in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought it'd be fun, rather than making young filmmakers and old filmmakers go out and try to create like a full-on story, they could just go out, film the best scenes of a horror film that they might like want to shoot,
yeah.
put it in a trailer, and then submit it to us, and then we screen it to a huge audience.
It's great.
Yes.
I love it. I've actually done a couple.
You have? You've been involved?
I've been involved. That is funny, too, because I never make any real plan. I'm always like, let's just do it today. I don't know. Let's just figure something out.
That's kind of, I'm doing one this year, and that's what we're
Are
doing.
You?
Yes.
I'm still like, I haven't done it, and then I had, because week's been really hectic, and then I'm like, well, there's maybe Friday day. Even though you are...
We will give you an extension, just so you know.
You'll give me an extension.
Sure.
But I'm just saying, like, it is that bad, because I have a wedding on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I am a photographer, but not a fun film photographer, wedding photographer, other photographer at the moment. So, yeah. And are you submitting your own this year or are you two?
Well, no. Okay. So I'll
okay.
So first off it's an extreme filmmaking contest. So they got 2 weeks to make a film.
They do. You don't have to do this like me.
Yeah.
You actually you really shouldn't do it like me if you do.
And we give you a line of dialogue and a prop.
That part I love the most, actually.
Yeah, so the prop this year is needle-nose pliers. Shit, I forgot the line. Hold on.
It's called You Really Outdid Yourself.
You Really Outdid Yourself.
Which, by the way, I love.
That's the easiest one we've done so far.
It's great. I love
that
one.
Like, you can work that in pretty easily.
Totally, yes.
Because we've had really bizarre ones in the past.
You did. The one with the cat food was certainly strange.
That was too far, in my opinion. But you know what? Whatever. But this year, I think it's perfect.
I think it's perfect because it leaves a lot of room.
Mm-hmm. You can have some real fun with that one.
Yeah, that it makes sense in the trailer, too.
Yeah.
I think the cat food one was weird because I'm like, well, if I don't know how to make that work, but then you just throw it in.
I mean, a lot of times that's also like what's great is the serious challenge.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like with this line, you could use it after our contest. Like, it could still be used. Like, fed her cat food, it's hard to like send that to film festivals or something like that because it's like,
oh, good point.
Why is that
yes.
in there?
Yes.
You know, like
yeah.
that's just really took me right out of it.
Yeah. And that's a good point. Cause I do think about your, cause you are also, a teacher and, so you teach
Adult Tech, an advanced filmmaking class,
And I'm sure this is also an opportunity for students to submit to, you know, a local event.
Yeah. Yeah. I pushed them. I even say like you get half a letter grade if you submit.
So do a lot of them do it? What's your turnout usually?
I mean, it depends on the year. I got a feeling I got some lazy kids this year. I'm not expecting any of them to do it. But in the past, I've had like multiple students do it at one year. You know, it all depends.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was talking to, this is so strange, and I'm going to plug her on my show today because she's my neighbor. She lives across the street from me. She's going to be like, what are you doing? All right. So this is a person that I just met. I just moved, so she's new. She's new to the area. And she also is like works in animation. So they moved from Australia or something, but they're from the United States originally.
Okay.
And
so they have an Australian accent?
No, she's not. She's
just
like
didn't know so if she Florida. Acquired it in when she lived.
No, she did it. I don't know how, I forget how long they were there. Anyway, she's in this world of movie stuff because she is someone who works in animation. She's like, does layout or something. And she's worked on some pretty big movies. Which is funny because now I have a neighbor who's, you know, just as much of a film nerd as I am. So we can sit and be like, have you? It's kind of like fun because usually nice. I'm like, we're a rare breed, Rob.
These days, yes.
Yeah, aren't that many of us, but we were talking.
Can you stream it? Damn it.
So I actually might get her involved tomorrow and we might try to do something together.
You can do animation too. That's weird.
I know. I don't know if she's got little kids, so that's hard. That's like the whole thing, I think, is just trying to squeeze this in that tight frame of like, I just told her about it and she was like, what is this? And I'm like, I'm sorry, I give you literally no notice. But anyway, I guess we were chatting about short films and trailers. I have a point. Trust me, everyone,
Stay with us.
One thing that I think is different now, it must be if you're teaching and people that are trying to make shorts or anything, it's like you do have this forum where you can like go online and just put your movie on YouTube and people can watch it. So you get exposure. When I was in school, that didn't really exist. So you did have to submit to festivals or find ways to get your film seen by other people. However, I wonder if like because you can do that so easily that young people aren't as excited about having their film screened in front of a room full of people. But there is a very different experience.
It is.
About learning what you're doing when you see other people react to your film.
That is a very huge thing because that's kind of what I tell my students because I push them to put things into film festivals because that's one of my main points, kind of what you're saying. Yeah. It's like, look, guys, you can put your stuff on YouTube, but that's just you in a bubble. All your friends see it and say you're cool. Or,
yeah,
you know, they all
exactly.
But when you show your shit in front of your peers and you're actually stacked against other people who might be better than you or not as good, but at least you get real life like, wait a minute, they did something really cool. I don't know how they did that. I can ask them how they did that after the screening. But then, you know, it's just a much more, I think, educational thing to see your work up against your peers and other people like who are in the same field as you. Kind of takes you out of your own like, hey, aren't I cool? Look how great this is. I just put it on YouTube. My mom loves it. My one friend gave me the thumbs up. They said I'm great. So look, I'm doing it, right?
Yeah, and half of them are probably in it. So of course they love it.
Yeah, exactly. Like you're the, you know, like all the like big Facebook love that you get sometimes.
Yeah,
where it's like, this isn't a real. This is a bubble.
And actually, what it's even better when it's just complete people like that, too, that there's strangers, people that don't know anything about movies, like getting reactions from just regular people.
Oh, yeah. An actual, like,
oh my gosh,
a real laugh.
Yeah. Like, that's a totally
or
different.
Or not.
That's right. Or like maybe you're a little scared didn't make anybody like it. I just think that is so huge. And I think that I wonder how much of that because even I guess in a classroom, it's already like they're all supporting each other.
Yeah.
It's different, you know, than if you show it. You know, and I've done the film festival thing a little bit, and I did go to some, and I saw. It is different. I mean, it definitely humbles
different.
You to see to have to see your film in front of a bunch of strangers. And
my
also,
first film
it's
in a
scary.
Festival was such an unbelievable nightmare.
Was it?
Like, oh my god, it was so bad. It was very humbling, and I learned a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell the story shortly.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
So I made this film called The Last Resort. Mm-hmm. Filmed it at the now gone Sandcastle Motel in Rehoboth.
Okay.
And really it was about like the last day of the year where they're closing down the hotel. And there was one person in a room who kind of shut himself in and wasn't getting out. And they were just figuring out how to get this person out of the room because they kind of wronged him during the summer. So now he's getting his revenge kind of deal.
Oh, okay.
But it was my first time. I mean, I've made films growing up, but this is the first time I was like, I'm getting a camera and making a film. You know, now the digital is available. I'm making this.
Mm-hmm.
And all my friends were in it. None of them were actors. And every take was best when they cursed, because they felt most comfortable when they got the curse. And so when you're shooting it like this, you don't really realize how much you're cursing, but you know, it's kind of like, well, whatever, like that still looks the best.
That's funny.
So essentially every line had a fuck, cunt or something in it like that. It was just all bad.
Oh my God.
But I was so used to it that it really was nothing. And we all thought it was hilarious. It was funny.
Yeah.
And then it was in the Rehoboth Film Festival and we have to get up in front of the audience to say who we are, and you know, they talk a little bit about your film before they show it. And next to me, this woman did a documentary about people with Parkinson's. It was like a church, and it was a big church group, and like how they help people with Parkinson's. And she's like, and the great thing is, half the church is here today. Stand up, everybody. So half of the audience, very church-going old audience, stood up, and I just like stared at it. I was like, oh, man. And my dad was in the front row, and he had seen the film. And he just looked at me and just smiled like, you're so fucked. And I was like, okay, you know what? I can deal with it. It's fine.
You better apologize before you show it.
And when our film starts, at first, the curse words aren't that bad to me. Mm-hmm. But then I see it with an actual audience that wasn't laughing like we were. Mm-hmm. I could see them starting to like, oof. It's very amateur with all this cursing. And like it was just like a sledgehammer on me after a while, where it's like each curse, like, oh my God. Oh my God. And eventually we got walkouts, which is nice.
Welcome a walkout.
But
please.
They were all like really old, so it was like the slowest walkouts ever. It just took them forever to get out of there. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh my God, it just keeps going. But I made it through.
I learned.
Exactly. I was a learning experience.
It is
so
an
now,
experience.
When we curse in a film, like it's deserved.
Yeah.
Usually,
yeah.
You know,
that is really funny. Yeah, I mean, that's. I think I'm still. I always say, like, even talking about the movie theaters today. I mean, I'm so sad that the Sun and Surf closed.
I know.
I wanted to go for the last day, and it's funny because I didn't grow up around here. I'm talking about the Fox in Ocean City Sun and Surf movie theater, which just shut down. I know they have the other one still, but I don't know. That's a sad thing to see movie theaters shut down. And then you wonder, like, why is that happening? Do people not want to go to the movies as much anymore?
Only particular movies. That's kind of the problem. Like, smaller movies don't. Well, it's either, like, you're super independent and, like, people come out to that, or you're just that big tentpole film. But, comedies don't get to live in the theater anymore. Like, they have to stream them. Like, there's certain things have kind of died.
Yeah, and I guess, like, I've talked to Tom about this many times, but, like, it's just expensive is what people say. Like, if you have a family, they're like, I don't want to spend that amount of money.
But if you go out to dinner, it's the same amount of price.
Well, that's what I just think. People don't care as much about that experience as maybe I do. Because a lot of people are like, I like being at home, and I have a big TV, and, like, why do I want to sit with a bunch of strangers? I'm like, but that's the point. I'm like, don't you understand that that's the point?
I need the shutdown. I need to, like, not be around my phone, not to be around anything else. Like, when I'm at home, like, I have to stop a film like six times because my wife will come in or Graham will come in or something,
exactly.
Or I'll get a call. And when you're at home, you have to stop. But when you're in a theater, you're all in a suspended animation of just, we're in here now. And maybe there is some asshole still having their phone on. But for the most part, we all kind of follow the rules and actually experience a whole film, not stopping it every 20 minutes to have to do something else.
Yeah, and certain movies, and we'll get to the topic, which is horror movies, because we did talk about the trailer. But
can I talk one thing about the trailer before we?
Go ahead.
We changed one thing this year.
What's that?
So we want it to be easier for families to come because it's a horror trailer, but kids enter too. Like, you know.
Oh yeah, that's a good question because I was like, I don't think kids can go to this.
Kids can go. We're separating it. So
tell me
everything that is like PG or PG-13. That's all. We're putting them all first. They're all going to play first. And then we had to, like, the serious R hardcore trailers, because actually really like 25% is like serious, like horror. We're going to turn up the lights. And, like, look, now is the time. If you've got kids wanting to go in the lobby a little bit, get a drink, get something, because they're only 3 minutes long, so it's not like a long
deal.
Good
point. Yeah.
And then like when it's done, we'll like tell them it's safe to come back in and vote and do what they want to do.
That's awesome. Well, then maybe I can still go, because I was wondering if like I should bring.
I'm bringing my 6-year-old.
Sweet. Okay. Well,
I'm making a trailer with him on Saturday.
Yeah, and that's what I was thinking. Like, if you do have some that are a little, and I've always done spoofs anyway. I've never made a serious.
That's what ours is gonna be too. Yeah.
I haven't. I wish I could. I haven't really. Now my kids are old enough to do it, and they're just too busy, or they're just like, I don't want to do that. And I'm like, what? How did I go wrong? How did I do this wrong?
What happened to you?
I don't know. I see people that have their kids that just like carbon copy of them. They're like, I love Star Wars or whatever, and I'm like, I don't know what happened.
Well, Graham loves horror, and my buddy Dan has a 10-year-old Julia who also, like, her favorite movie is, like, A Quiet Place, which is messed up. But, I mean, Graham's favorite movie right now is Little Shop of Horrors. So
that's a great one.
You know, that's still bloody enough.
Yeah, but that's cool. I love that.
So I'm setting up, like, a whole kind of shoot where I'm giving it, it's like a real loose mm-hmm. kind of structure. And I was like, here's the structure. How do you want to kill these people? And
it's
then
great.
We're going to go out and film it.
I have an idea, but I'm not going to share it because it may actually happen. It still may happen. I might pull it together. I'm thinking about
it. I hope so, man.
I'm just so busy. I wish like everything would just compartmentalize, but I'm going to figure it out because this is why.
Here's my thought on it, because I'm extremely busy as well.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is going to be really hard for me to do.
Yeah.
But it's like, at the end of the day, I'm like, I'm not going to remember that client thing that I just did that day or that. I'm going to remember this thing I made with my kid.
No, totally. You're right. And so, and for you, that is a special time, because I like have done that with my kids already mm-hmm. when they're younger. And so, yeah, it is weird when they get big. I feel like I'm old. And I'll let you just give all the info. So if everyone's still with us about this trailer horror competition. Mm-hmm. It is happening. The screening is happening.
This Sunday,
the 16th. What's the time?
Doors open at 5:30. Everything starts at 6:30.
Okay. And that's at the Milton Theater.
The Milton Theater.
In Milton. I'm going to be missing Zombie Fest. I miss everything because of weddings. So mad.
This is kind of a wedding season.
It is. And I miss Star Wars, the Star Wars event, because of the same reason. Mm. Because I book them. I wish you guys. Can you guys tell me a year in advance when these are going to... Because I can block them out of my schedule.
I can tell
you
right now.
Sorry, I can't do your wedding. I need to go to Zombie Fest. I'm really sorry. But if you're local and you're listening, and if you're not local and you're like, I don't even know where this is all happening, but I am in Delaware. I live in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. So if you're local, these are the cool things that are happening around movies. If you didn't know, mm-hmm. open your eyes.
Revivalhousetheater.com.
Yeah.
All the info.
And you guys are awesome. I was so psyched that I found you at the Meineke.
I remember that.
I literally was like, what are you drawing that looks like a storyboard? I'm like, do you do something with film? I'm like, that's funny. There's a community. I love that you guys want to bring community to it too.
Yeah, we try. We want to bring the movie going experience back and make it just geeky fun.
Totally. And I think that helps inspire other people, and who knows how many kids that are like, oh my gosh, I want to do that. Mm-hmm. You know? So that's cool.
Okay, that's enough about my shit.
No, it's fine. And horror movies, getting back to the movie theater experience, like, my kids do love horror movies. Stella does love horror movies. Like, mm-hmm. and my niece, who's been texting me, actually, currently, loves them, too. And she was so funny. This is something in my family. We are kind of all movie nerds. And my brother's like this, too. And she texted me, like, a week ago at, like, some odd hour. I don't talk to her very often. She's the same age as, she's, like, a year older than my daughter, Stella, who's a senior. And she's like, Aunt Tiff, you have to see Smile. I've seen it twice already. I was like, okay. I'm like, what time is it? I'm like, this is happening.
Did you see Smile? I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it, and I don't know. I mean, it's definitely she's a teenager. Yeah. She's older. She's a teenager. But I love the enthusiasm of going to see a horror movie twice. And mm-hmm. I just was like, I love that you want to see this movie again after you've seen it twice. I'm like, I will go with you. And that's the thing. Like, that is a movie to see. Horror movies, see in the theater.
Because
that is so fun. Mm-hmm. To hear people, like, react and just talk. Even the talking, I don't mind. When someone's like, don't go in there. Don't. Just
Well, that's part of the fun, man.
Yes. And so, like, you can't get. I mean, if you're home with your family or friends, you can. But it is very different to be in the theater and watch a scary movie. To this day, there was nothing like seeing Blair Witch in L.A. I was living out there at the time. And when that movie hit, the lines to go see that movie and the experience of the audience in the theater for people that had never seen it
I remember
were like
I've never seen audiences freak out so much for some reason.
Also, people got sick because of the handheld aspect of it. Like, people couldn't take that motion. They were, like, throwing up in the aisle.
It was
like,
crazy. Yes. But I actually just, like, wanted to go again and again. And I didn't even think that... I mean, the movie was cool, but I was like, I just like going to watch people freak out. This is so funny to be in the theater with all these people. It was like an experience.
But it was also a very do-it-yourself kind of thing where that handheld aspect... You know, like, and I used it as an example at the time, like the trail that I'm going to do with my kids. Like, we're going to do like Blair Witch, where we could just do it fast and, you know, and
forget
like,
the tripod or like, whatever.
We're not bringing lights. Yes, we're just going right in.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, because you got the steady cams and all that stuff.
Now. Not even like, do that. It's all going to be handheld this time.
That's sweet. Okay, cool. All right. Well, I guess what we could talk about is like it. Funny with my shirt, I just realized the other day that I cannot believe they decided to make another Halloween. Cannot believe it.
Was it not Halloween Kills or not Halloween Ends? Halloween Ends.
I don't know, but it will never end. Apparently.
Well, this is supposedly end of it. Is what's coming out this Friday?
They say every time. I feel like. Maybe what we can discuss, since we have no plan of a specific movie. I did have you guys on and we did talk about, there's an episode if you guys go back where we talk about like the one that scared you the most as a kid, and then we talked about current. But I was thinking like, what are the top, have you seen any current horror movies? And like, what are your top picks for this year for horror, if you've seen any of them? I haven't seen that.
I haven't seen a ton just because I don't think there really has been a ton. But if I had to plug one, I would probably say X.
Just saw it.
Pretty great, isn't it, man? Yeah, that's probably the best one I've seen this year.
I did think that was pretty good. I might even go to like, should I go to IMDb or what's your, or Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah, you could throw out some.
Like top, I'll just say top horror movies. I'm literally going just to the internet, everyone. This is not, and a lot of them now you can just watch like at home. Right? I mean, that's, so there's an advantage if you can't get to the theater and you're just like,
And we wouldn't say Nope. Nope's not a horror movie. That's more of a thriller.
Did you see,
I saw Nope, yeah.
I liked it.
I got a lot of thoughts.
Should we discuss Nope?
We can discuss some Nope.
Okay, so I've seen also Fresh. Oh my God. Did you see Fresh?
I don't know what Fresh is.
So this is funny, and this is where having teenagers is kind of cool, like when you get to the stage, because they pick up things from like weird places like TikTok. And Stella actually told me, this is like, we saw this last, I think it was like maybe the beginning of the year. It's a while it's been out. It's on Hulu, I think.
Okay.
It's not a very big movie, but it is definitely one to watch. Like, I was like, she's like, I want to see Fresh. I've heard so many things about it. I'm like, okay,
what's
we'll
it
watch
about?
It. It's kind of, okay, hold on. How do I explain it without giving too much away? I don't want to give too much away, but I'll plug Fresh because I really did
what's
like it.
What's the elevator pitch?
The elevator pitch, the one sentence. Here's their one sentence. Fresh follows, here, let me get my, okay. Fresh follows Noah, who meets the alluring Steve at a grocery store, and given her frustration with dating apps, takes a chance and gives him her number. That really doesn't tell you anything. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of like what you probably don't want to know anything. It's one of those movies.
Okay. Another one I loved, I think it was this year, was Midsommar.
I'll read the rest. Okay, here's the bigger explanation of this. Okay, so after their first date, Noah is smitten and accepts Steve's invitation to a romantic weekend getaway, only to find that her new paramour has been hiding some unusual appetites.
Okay. So okay.
Maybe,
all right.
Maybe. I really liked it. I think it's definitely good. And I can be pretty critical of some of these movies, so I definitely thought it was entertaining as hell. That's for sure.
Okay.
It went in places I didn't think it was going to go.
I mean, what's one on Smile? That's a big one on now. That just kind of looks, to me, just looks like, okay, so it's like The Ring, pretty much, I guess.
I feel like what I'm understanding, not that I've heard that much, that it has like a, now I saw Malignant.
Oh, man.
Which, I don't really love that guy's movie making, but I will say, like, I kind of saw, it's funny, I will admit, I had it on the other day because I'd never seen it.
I enjoyed the hell out of that, man.
And I wasn't paying full attention because sometimes I put on things in the background while I'm editing, because my editing is so, like, it's just mindless. And so I'm watching, I'm, like, following along. And then when that thing hit that twist, I was like, okay. I was like, here we go. I did not see that coming. So that is why that movie is cool. And I think that is... I think something similar happens in Smile, where you think it's going in one direction, and then I hear there's like sort of a twist where it kind of surprises you.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but that's what I heard from somebody.
Well, so, you know, my partner in crime, Rob Rector, like, I made him watch.
Rob, where are you? We miss you.
I made him watch Malignant, and I was like, look, you got to stay with it more than the half hour. I'm telling you, it looks like it's going to be a piece of crap. And he's like, you know, he was like, text me halfway through. He's like, why are you making me watch this? I hate you for making me watch this. And then when that twist happens, like, just kept blowing up my text. Where it's like, oh my God, what is this?
Yeah, what is this? Exactly. I was like, whoa. I will admit, I've tried to watch, I did go through this, like, Rotten Tomatoes list of top horror for this year. And some of them I cannot. Hellbender, did you see Hellbender?
No.
So Hellbender's pretty high up there on their ratings, and I don't know why I couldn't stay with it. It looks pretty. It does look amateur. If you want to try to, everyone try to rent it. There's another one called The Innocents, which I'm really wanting to see, but I have to. It's foreign, so I have to like commit to this movie. I don't know what's in the theater besides Smile.
That's it. You know what's tough with streaming though? They throw so many on there, and it's like. It's so hard to tell, like, what is the one that was just, like, lucky, like, was so good, but a streamer picked it up at a film festival?
Yeah.
Or one that they essentially just funded and said, I don't know, we need something to stream, so go make this shitty horror film.
Yeah, I don't know either. But I kind of also love that there's so many of them.
Sure.
Yeah. But X, I did just see. That movie's great.
I love X, man.
It's awesome.
Just the Chainsaw Massacre vibes of it all. Yeah. And
it's cool.
It's
well, and it's sexy. I mean, can we discuss that it's very sexy?
There's a reason it's called X. Like, it is...
You don't want to watch that with your kids, everyone. I think you would.
Nope,
but
this is a serious R, man. Yeah, it's a hard R.
I think
R.
Sometimes people see R and they're like, oh, it might be a little scary. Well, no, you don't want to... This is definitely not... You don't want to put this on. I think half the movie is pretty sexy.
This is kids are in bed and, like, really to bed. Like, not like they might wake up and are like... 20 minutes, like, I need a glass of water or something. Like, oh my God, what is that on the TV?
Yeah, because it really takes, it's well done. I love the whole old school, like, the way they shot it and the feel of it is really cool.
It just, you know, it has that Texas muddy, hot, sexy young people just,
really does. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Dirty, sexy kind of, well, they're making.
Did you watch it with your wife? Did she watch horror?
Not as much. I watched that one alone.
Hey, hey.
But, you know.
Hey, get your popcorn. Watch that one alone.
That's true.
Do what you got to do.
But it's about people making an adult film.
Yeah, so they're making a porno.
Yeah. And
always in the weirdest of places. Why? Like, why the country? Was it because it's indie? They don't have any money.
Yeah, they don't have any money. So they just need a place to film. And it's like, well, this is an actual like location at least.
I guess there's truth to that.
Yeah, because you don't want to just... Most like porners are like, well, here's a hotel room. Or here's like a nice house that they let us use for like one day. Like, this is like dirty, grimy. And like, yeah, we're...
Yeah, and it's the 70s, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's funny because I wonder today if people are doing this in Airbnbs. Like, if you were trying to make an indie porno, what would you do? Because now you can go and you can just rent a whole house.
Yeah.
Somebody should do that one.
I feel like there must be some kind of, like, legal format that it's like, do not
film a porno.
Yeah, do not film a porno.
There's a clause. Please, no pornos.
Yes. No felching in our house.
No, we don't like that. That happened last time. We'll watch you. We'll film you making your porno. It's funny. It makes me think of that movie... I think it was last year. I really liked The Rental.
Oh, yeah. That was all right. I liked that.
I thought that was cool. I like that actress, though. What's her name? I can't remember her name, but I like her.
They made a prequel to X.
Pearl. I was just seeing this. So Pearl was just at this theater, but it's not now, I guess.
Yeah, it's probably done. I haven't seen it yet, but...
I definitely want to see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how those two tie together from the preview, but... Or is it supposed to be after that movie?
No, it's like she's the killer. She's the old lady.
Oh.
This is her story.
But it's the same actress.
It is the same actress. Well,
that's why I got confused.
But you know she's the same actress, right? Did you not know that?
I did not know that.
Yes.
That I did not know. Okay, this is why you're here.
Yep, she was the old woman as well.
I'll have to rewatch it. I did not know that.
Yeah, man.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Yeah, that ending is pretty... Mm-hmm. Gruesome, right?
It's fun.
So, Because the thing is for me, do you have a pick? I'll ask, like, horror films, do you gravitate towards gore, violence? You know, there's ghosts, there's supernatural.
No, I don't really gravitate toward any. Like, I'm usually pretty open to whatever.
Anything.
Yeah, like, it's if the story is good and it is doing something relatively original, mm-hmm. that's all I want to see.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
You know.
I'm definitely into, like, I love the Conjuring series, and I like haunted things.
Mm-hmm. And, like, so even, like, Conjuring, like, the guy who directed Conjuring did Malignant.
Oh.
So it's like...
Sorry, everyone. I haven't done my homework.
But that's, like, a completely, like, 360 from Conjuring, you know? Like, that's kind of fun.
No, that really is. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I can actually plug something that
my favorite
thing that I love is not actually a horror movie. It's like a horror show.
Okay, so explain.
So it's this show on Shudder, and it is At the Drive-In with Joe Bob Briggs.
Oh my gosh, I've never seen that. And I have a Shudder subscription. Everyone, if you love horror movies.
It is the best thing in the world to me,
other than my children.
So, okay, here's the thing. I grew up, you know, geeky kid watching cable, and Joe Bob Briggs is this classic TV figure in horror where he had this thing called Monster Vision.
Okay.
And it was on TNT, and he would host it kind of like Elvira. It's like Elvira kind of thing. But he's just a Texas guy. He was a critic for the Texas, major Texas paper there.
Uh-huh.
And he just started putting on like big drive-in things, and then like he kind of got well known,
mm-hmm.
and TNT, I think it was TNT, gave him a show, and he just hosts it, like sits there and talks about the huge facts of the film. He has drive-in totals before every film, like every kind of like violent act in the film, like, all right, we're gonna do a body count, we got six tits, we got six tits, we got six, we got 20 dead bodies.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
And he's just this wealth of knowledge of just what these films are. But here's my favorite thing. So he curates.
I have to see this now.
He curates films for you.
Okay.
And so right now with streaming and everything is kind of like in an algorithm. Everything is pointed towards us.
Yeah.
Where it's like, hey, you like this? You're going to like this. And you end up just going in this one direction all the time.
Okay.
But with Joe Bob, when he does it, it's a live show. It's actually live. Well, pretty much live, but actually the only show like at a live time. So it's like be Friday night, 9 o'clock. He does a double feature every time, and you don't know what he's going to play.
So do you watch the movie in this double feature? Do you actually see the movie, or is it just like...
Oh, yeah. He plays the entire thing.
Okay.
And then it gets like commercial breaks where there's no commercials, but he'll like stop it 20 minutes in and just actually commentate like on like what's going on in the film, give you like interesting facts of why this looked this way, why it was that way.
Oh, that's cool.
And then, you know, he's actually drinking, so... He actually, the farther along he gets, the longer he'll just kind of like wander in these really bizarre ideas that it's...
That's awesome.
It's so freeform and wonderful.
Yeah.
And it's kind of what I like the most right now. Like, he has a Halloween special coming up, and like, it's on my calendar, like next Friday.
Is it really?
Yep. It's next Friday. It starts right at 9 o'clock. Like, it's, you know...
And you don't know what the movies will be.
I don't know what it's going to be.
Does he do a lot of classic horror?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, he did Nosferatu this year.
Oh,
like,
wow.
He did a full...
Okay.
He'll have a season of like 10 Fridays in a row. And
okay.
You'll just, you know, like, you got to be there for it and you got to watch it. I don't usually make it to the second one because I'm old now and I can't really quite do that.
It's late.
But I love that it's there.
Yeah.
And it's something I grew up with, and like, he's aged into it in a very interesting mm-hmm. way, because like mm-hmm. he was a relatively younger guy when I was younger, and he was just, you know, Texas guy in a Texas hat and like a really weird studio and just talking about the drive-in totals of all the dead things in the movie and all the great spots. And then, you know, cable kind of went to shit and he didn't have it anymore, but he's kept doing it. And then Shudder picked him up, and it's like probably their biggest special they do.
Love it.
And
I'm excited.
It's my favorite thing.
That's right.
And
really
you can
cool.
actually, if you have Shudder, you can watch old ones.
I do.
Get an idea.
I do have Shudder. I got into it by accident. I was like, I kind of want to see that.
Give it a shot. Go take a look, and you can kind of go through and mm-hmm. get an idea. And like, they have the full episodes.
This is awesome.
Like, my guess this year.
Yeah.
If I had to guess what he's going to play, and it probably won't happen, it will be Halloween 3.
Okay. Why?
One, he has this kind of like, it's the male lady, whatever. She's like this cosplay, like really like heavily cosmetically enhanced sidekick, essentially. Who, but she's like a real horror nerd. She knows her stuff. And she kind of like, they kind of have back and forth.
Okay.
And she loves Halloween 3 mm-hmm. and he doesn't, but it's the anniversary of it. I think it's like the 30th anniversary of it or something.
Is it really?
Yeah. So
I mean, listen, I love Halloween. I do.
Well, Halloween 3 is the one that isn't Halloween.
That's right. That's it's the one that's
the mask and like yes, kids die.
Candy.
And
yes.
I like it.
You like that one?
I like that one a lot.
That
yes.
one is the one that's not Michael Myers.
And oddly enough, it has the best of the Halloween soundtracks.
Hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. Mm. Are there other series where they go off the storyline and then they come back?
In Halloween?
Like in horror movies. I'm trying to think if there's any other movies that have done that where they kind of just took a break. Where they were like, we're not going to do that one this time.
If you're going full franchise, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Because, you know, you got the big ones like, obviously, Friday the 13th. No.
Yeah.
Nightmare on Elm Street? No.
No.
Jaws, if you count them going to SeaWorld, maybe. I don't know, but that's...
Jaws. Still the best.
And it's still the best. I'm trying to think of any others, but really...
I don't know. I still can't believe... I'm telling you, I can't believe they bought... I think... It's funny. I saw Halloween Kills in the theater.
Hated it.
I know. And it's just funny, though, because I do love Jamie Lee Curtis.
I
don't
do
know
too.
Why. I just like... Just to see her do anything, I'm like, I can't believe she's doing this again. This is awesome. And she's back again. She keeps coming back.
Well, they kind of did like a trilogy for, you know, because
I
like the new Halloween. I was happy with. I was like, okay, you know, and they kind of made it about like, you know, her revenge and like, you know, trapping him. But then Halloween Kills just killed.
I don't know what's happening.
It became
so this
like
one
a very
called...
like, do you get the message we're doing here? Like, oh man. And then this is supposed to be the last one. Like,
yeah, Halloween you know. Ends. They had to say ends yeah. so that we would be
her
clear.
Daughter is now dead. And
didn't they light the sky on fire? Like, what happened at the end of the last one?
I mean, Halloween 2, he's supposed to die because he was lit on fire and everything collapsed on him. But you know, made money, so they brought it back. Well, they tried.
But he's pure evil, Rob.
Yes, he's pure evil.
He can do anything. He's
as Loomis
evil.
Has told us throughout the entire early ones.
Pure evil.
He is pure evil with my British accent.
The evil is back. And it's just that's all
evil
you need.
Has come to your town. I shot him 6 times, and
what
he has not
died. What they should do is they should put Michael in a van and combine like a van life story with his killing, because he really can just go at this point. Let's take him out of this town. Let's take him everywhere.
Yeah.
It's you just know, like mosh posh, mix up Nomadland and Halloween and see how we can make that happen.
Wow.
That could be a good
that
one.
That could be something.
Right?
Yeah. All right.
There you go.
Well, okay. If you need to watch a Halloween movie, because everyone has seen Halloween, the original, just a million times. We all know it like by heart, any horror fan.
Yeah.
A good one to revisit is Halloween 2. I just revisit that again.
That's the hospital.
Yeah. It's, the hospital's probably the worst part of it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, is this Sidney Lumis? Loomis is the doctor. He's fucking unhinged throughout that entire film. Like,
just I do need to rewatch that.
Screaming around and like the deaths are like a little bit up there. They're a little bit more violent. It is... It's obviously not as good as the original because Carpenter didn't direct it, but he wrote it. And it does have probably the worst plot line of all of them,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, that Jamie Lee Curtis is actually Mike Myers' brother.
Oh, wait a second.
That was a big pile of shit. That was a bad idea. They got rid of that one pretty fast, but.
I don't know why I don't remember that from the second one.
Your mind just blocked it out.
I did.
You knew how bad it
was. Okay, I'm rewatching. Okay, that actually brings up another question or fun topic. So, just like any holiday,
mm-hmm.
do you have movies that you like, horror movies that you're like, I have to watch, it's Halloween time?
Sure.
Like, what are your top three? Or, like, do you have a couple that are just, you have to have on at some point before?
Sure. Obviously, Halloween, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Charlie Brown Christmas special, a Halloween special has to happen. The Great Pumpkin.
You love
The
Great Pumpkin?
I love The Great Pumpkin. That's cool. I have this Mondo poster of this, like, really cool illustration of, like, reimagining of it,
mm-hmm.
and it's just like it's on my wall in the living room, and it's still like one of my favorite things.
Awesome.
Like, but and I usually go to my favorite hard film, which is The Thing. That's I usually watch.
That movie is so good.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
That's so funny because I wasn't, and this is interesting how as you get older, you change your tastes and things, mm-hmm. like anything. And even with movies, like I used to hate Westerns. Now I like them. I used to not really be into sci-fi or anything that like was under the category of sci-fi, which I used to put that movie in that category, even like a horror sci-fi. I was like, I'm not into horror sci-fi. But then I rewatched it a couple years ago and I was like, this movie is so awesome.
I don't even think of it as sci-fi. I think it's like a thriller. It could be anything.
Yeah, like, it's really not. And I don't know why I put it in that category of sci-fi. Why? Because it's like an alien kind of story, but it's not though.
No, it's just a super claustrophobic who among us is, well, among us, that big game, that video game that all the kids fucking love.
Oh yeah.
It's totally the thing.
Yeah, like, you're right.
It's
yeah,
a thing.
Yeah.
And it's like my son loves it. I'm like, ooh, like maybe he'll get the thing eventually. But anyway, yeah, I just love that claustrophobic who is mm-hmm. the thing, who now is like taken over, and it's the soundtrack just fucking rocks. And
it's great, and it's really about people, like mm-hmm. that's to me when I think movies do a really good job, even if it's under the like theme of something else, right? Like horror movies are about certain things, but really what's it really about? And that movie's just about like how people handle each other, right? In a crisis, and how they turn. It's really, that's what the whole thing is about. And it's just, it's kind of like, I feel like that's what The Walking Dead's about too, right? It's about, is it about zombies? Not really.
Not really.
No, it's not. Yeah, so that's a good one. So what, do you have another one? The Thing, Halloween.
Trick or Treat.
Trick or Treat. Wait, Trick or Treat, an animated movie?
No, it's like an anthology. Have you seen the one where like, it's become like a big like emblem of Halloween now? Sam, the little kid who's got like a pumpkin mask on. He's,
oh my God, why do I not know this?
Do you not know Trick or Treat? Oh my dear Lord.
Well, you told me about, I watched It Follows because of you.
Okay.
Which is great.
Pretty great.
That was from that last conversation. Because you were talking about the movies that, are you talking about like, is this movie that old or not that old?
It's maybe like 10,
yeah,
12.
Yeah, okay, this must be it.
It's an anthology, so it's like, like four stories all in one, kind of like a creep show kind of thing.
Oh.
But it is a lot of fun.
Wow.
It is wonderful.
I've not seen this. Okay. It's on my list now.
Yeah, that's, I watch that every year.
All right, I'm going to watch this. Sweet.
Yes. And it's just, you know, it is a straight up Halloween movie.
I know. I'm trying to think of movies that I've seen. I mean, this year I haven't seen anything that's like really been like, oh my God. You know, that like really got me.
I mean, Midsommar got me pretty well.
Yeah, I was going to say his movies are, both of those movies yeah. are just.
I like Midsommar a little more for me just because something about, one, that cultish nature and that everything happens in beautiful light.
There are some scenes in that that are just and awesome.
It's wonderful. And it's also a great rewatch.
Terrible. Like,
because
terrible awesome. Terribly awesome.
There's so many clues of what's going to happen if you watch it again, like
I've
in the background and all the stuff.
Yes.
It's, but I just, that kind of like violence in the middle of the day is always so disturbing to me where it's just like, oh, it's a beautiful field.
And then that guy just.
Just setting him on fire and like, you know, drugging him and killing all his friends. And it's just wonderful.
When he jumps off that cliff.
Oh my God.
That's the scene for me. And Stella actually, same thing. She's like, that movie's crazy when that guy jumps off. Like, I know, right? It's insane. Like, you're just like, what is going on here? It's terrible.
Yeah. Oh, they just bash their heads in the ground. Oh, it's so disturbing.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're right. That is so true. Like, horror in the day, you don't see that much.
No.
No. That's kind of genius. I don't think I have any movies that are like that, where they kind of just take a different.
Like, this is a thriller, but like one of the things I remember, the Fincher Zodiac, about
yeah.
the Zodiac killer.
Yeah, yeah.
Like one of the kills he does is just like this couple are like by the water mm-hmm. and just enjoying like, you know,
That's right.
A picnic.
Yeah.
And he just comes over and kills them. But it's like so matter of fact. And it's so disturbing that way where it's like there's no huge buildup. There's no like setting like, okay, now we're in a dark alley. Something's going to happen. They're just having a really nice time. And a guy just comes up and slits their throats. It's like so like matter of fact
and
scary.
Serial killer stuff. I just binged. This isn't a movie, but I just totally binged the Dahmer thing on Netflix.
How was it?
I mean, I think it's incredible. It's really well done. Really well done. Really well acted. Very hard to take. because it's just real.
Sure.
So, you know, it's funny. You watch like Halloween, you're like, it's scary, but that's somebody doesn't come back to life 50 times. But yeah, this stuff, I mean, I knew some things about his story, but I really didn't know so many of the details. And it's a hard one to tell people to watch because I do think it's like important to see it actually, because the whole movie goes in, the whole series goes into some topics that were of the times mm-hmm. that were around his you know, his killings and what happened with him. I don't know. The guy who plays him though, unbelievable.
I mean, he's a good actor. Yeah, I've seen
he's
him.
He's unbelievable. And then the other people are in it are so good too. Like it's a binger for sure. I thought I was going to put it on and be like, this is gross. And then I could not stop watching it. I was like, I have to keep watching. I have to keep watching. It's like so well done.
The TV show other than Joe Bob, that's horror based, that I really like was Midnight Mass.
Awesome.
I love Midnight Mass.
Oh my God. Shout out to that show. That show was so good.
That was so good.
I didn't think it was going to go where it went either. I was kind of like, what is this about? And then I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I was really slow to it just because I think his name is Mike Flanagan. I think the director and writer of that. Mm-hmm. He did like the Haunting on the Hill show and I kind of hated that show.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I really did not like it.
I thought it was okay. I liked it. I didn't like freak out over it, but.
You know, it's just something about it just. Mm-hmm. Everything was very, I was like, okay, yes, this is going to happen. Okay, this is going to happen. But something about Midnight Mass. I guess when we live in a town that it's very much like Lewis is very much like that town. So it's like, man, this is hitting right home. I knew vampires were here.
I knew it.
Sorry, we just gave that away. But anyway, you should know that probably going in.
You
anyway.
Should. Yeah. It's but it's done well and it's different. Mm-hmm. I think it's really different. That's a great one. Yeah.
And it's also like this is, again, spoiler. Sorry, turn off your headphones, whatever.
We're spoiling everything. It's fine. I don't care. I'll put a notice spoiling all the things we're talking about, so be careful.
But I love it when you have a main character who is essentially starts the show, like he's the main intro, and then you kind of like have him die like halfway through. Yeah. It's like
classic Hitchcock, right?
It leaves you rudderless. Yeah. Like you don't know what's going to happen anymore. Like you lost your main character.
Yeah. You're like, I don't understand this.
Yeah. It's classic Psycho.
Psycho's the best. Mm-hmm. I probably will watch that. I'm trying to think, what are my movies that I like to watch?
Oh, the Vince Vaughn version, right?
Definitely not, no. that was weird that they did that.
It was a weird exercise.
I think it was cool that they tried to keep it, like, to shoot it a certain way, but I don't know.
Well, they shot a shot for shot exactly the same.
I
know, but
I don't know. And then I never saw the show that was, this is like, that Bates Motel or whatever. Did you ever watch that show?
I watched like one or two. It was fine.
I really like that actress, though, even though I couldn't get into it. I don't know what mine are. I kind of like to find new things, but I'll probably definitely watch Halloween. I don't know. I just watch a lot of horror movies right now. That's all I do.
Like I said, maybe skip Halloween this year and do Halloween too. Mix it up.
I think I will. Is there I'm trying to think of another. I'm also like, I want to find classic horror that's good. I'm like, is there anything that's good? I remember like,
I mean, if you really want to go old, you can go to like Nosferatu. Like
that's
like
really
that.
Old, yeah.
That's, you know,
yeah.
Really classic.
That's pretty classic. And then I'm thinking, like, what are good 80s, aside from like Halloween?
You're talking like, I mean, if you want to go like franchise, like, you know, you got your original Nightmare on Elm Street. It's pretty wonderful.
Nightmare on Elm Street's pretty good. I'm telling you, I love old classic ghost stories. I'm so weird. There's a movie called The Changeling. That was the one
that
scared
great.
Me.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
That movie is trippy. And then I actually, just because it was on TV, I started watching the other night. I don't know how I found it. It was just like, it popped up and I'm like, oh, Ouija, Origin of Evil. Never saw that.
Oh yeah, that one. I didn't see that, but Rector said it's good, so.
I was surprised. I was like, this is actually a pretty good story. Like, I didn't think it was going to be good at all.
I think what the listeners should are getting from this is that our expectations are really low. Because everything we're saying is like, turned out it was okay. It wasn't a huge pile of shit.
This is going along with my age with Westerns, so I suddenly like period pieces. This is not even horror. I suddenly can like really get into like a show that's a period piece or. And I don't know
you
what
said
it
Westerns
is.
Too,
Westerns
right?
too. And I don't know if I just need a huge distraction sometimes from my daily stress, but like I love a period piece horror. Like that's kind of why I liked the Ouija movie because mm-hmm. it's like the '50s. And I was like, I love this. It's in the '50s. Like anything that's not in this time period is kind of fun for me. That's maybe why you liked the X because it's like the 70s.
Yeah. And they said, I haven't seen the Black Phone, but they said it's like that too.
I saw Black Phone. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's I don't a period know if it's piece. Scary. It's definitely cool. Like mm-hmm. I really liked it. I watched it with Stella. It was fun, but it wasn't like, I'm still like hoping to see a movie that's going to like really be like, oh my God, like watching like Midsommar.
Yeah. Midsommar was that for me this year. It's just like, holy shit.
I know. I'm like, do we have another one that we can find that's going to like just really freak me out?
I mean,
probably not.
The surprises this year were Midsommar and X for me. Not surprises because the reviews were amazing. So you're kind of going in like, okay, but you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Those are the ones where it's like, this is taking something we know. And hell, if you want to go Midsommar, like there's another one you can watch is The Wicker Man. Go back to that. That's always
Never seen that one.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Is that a cult one too?
Well, it's a lot like Midsommar. Like Midsommar, that's essentially its main reference point is that.
Oh,
like that kind of cultish, like beautiful daylight and all that. And like, you know.
All right. Let's talk about one.
Not the Nick Cage version. Yeah. The original version.
The original.
Yes.
The original Wicker Man. Okay, I'm in. How about, let's just talk about this, even though it's not, another one they brought up, Orphan First Kill. Right?
Eh.
Okay. So Nope isn't really.
Okay. We didn't get into Nope.
Let's
okay.
just talk about let's Nope.
Talk about
and then
Nope,
we'll put an end to
thoughts.
It. And then I just hope everyone goes and like goes and watches a lot of horror movies. And please go to the movie theater once.
Are we allowed to do spoiler? Can we just say?
Yeah,
like
let's go. Yeah.
Off now if you have not seen Nope. Let's.
We're going to discuss Nope and we're going to really ruin it.
We're really going to go into it.
Let's get into it. I did see it. I thought it was fun.
Mm-hmm. Did you expect it to be Jaws? I didn't.
Oh, look at this. Okay, no. I didn't even think about Jaws,
it's
but
Jaws.
I should have. Oh, wow. How is it Jaws?
Well, just because, I mean, the spaceship is very, like, the structure is so much, like...
Wow.
Jaws. Like, think of, like, the videographer
yes.
is Quint, and then you have, you know...
That guy's great, by the way.
Oh, yeah, man.
I love that whole thing.
He's been in a lot of stuff, too.
I know.
He was in The Crow. He was the bad guy in The Crow. He's always had that kind of unbelievably, like, how do you live with that voice? That's amazing.
Oh, my God. That's
but anyway,
awesome.
Yeah, he was great. I think it has some problems. It's kind of
okay.
like I'm a little worried about where Peele is going, to be honest, because I think he's at a point where everyone's letting him do whatever he wants.
Did you like his other films as much?
I love Get Out. Like
Get Out is so good.
It's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And then Us was really good, but like it didn't really stick the landing for me. Like where the end was like,
yeah, I agree. Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
But the setup is great, and there's so much great stuff that he puts in his films that are just awesome.
Visually, the man's amazing right now.
Yeah, they're awesome.
But I feel like his stories are starting to fall apart. Like this one, Nope, to me, was the one where it was like, oh, you had a lot of good stuff. You crammed a lot in there. But also some stuff just really either needed to be give us a little more or just
so
take
let's
it
get
out.
To the core of it. What is it really about? Like, who's our main character? I mean, it's him.
Yeah, like, the cowboy.
The cowboy. And then, I don't know. I'm always trying to figure that out, like, in its simplest form. Like, what are we really, what is he trying to learn or something, right? Like, what's the goal? Like, what's the transition for him?
Well, that's the thing. There really wasn't.
Is it? That's the problem.
No. I wish they would have spent a lot more time on the sibling, like, their relationship rather than... keep cutting to the monkey that I mean, I get
that whole part was such an unexpected
but again,
part.
It doesn't
where does it play out?
My guess is he's trying to say that like you cannot tame a wild beast, which is why like, you know, they all died. The monkey killed people and the hungry spaceship killed all those people. Like, cause they were trying to tame it and they couldn't, they thought they could tame nature and you can't. And that,
I mean, I guess,
but still, you know, you start the movie with the monkey.
Right.
You know, you essentially, you do.
Yeah,
you start
terrifying too.
Yeah. It's
actually,
creepy.
It's
creepy as shit. I get it.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, that was gross.
But I was like, ooh, this is going to have to pay. This is going to be something. I'm on board, man. What are you going to do with this? And then it's like, you have him pretty much just get eaten halfway through the movie and like nothing really comes of it other than saying like you can't tame a wild animal. That's my guess.
There's also themes of fame in Hollywood.
Sure.
Of like wanting to attain status and like how everyone seems to not quite hit the bar, right? You've got the guy with whatever that cowboy town. What is going on with that anyway? Like, he's sort of doing tricks and
yeah, I mean,
there's like a novelty going on there with that, like it's with tourism and
yeah, like he's a novelty star
because he was like a child actor, but yeah. Now it's like that, like the fate of the child actor, right? Like what happened to him, which is, this is what's happened to him.
But he is like, you know, the whole aspect of him not learning the lesson from his childhood that you cannot, like, they thought they could have a wild animal as part of the crew and you can't, there's just, they're you can't tame that kind of wild animal to that kind of extent. And the ship is the same thing. Cause he made a big spectacle, like come watch the ship eat this horse and you get to see it for live. And then, you know, it eats everybody, which, you know, when you see the inside of the ship, that's really disturbing. I love that part.
I know. That is cool.
Like, you kind of see it, like, digesting. Like, yeah, that's really gross. Fucked up. Yeah. I love that. That's great.
Yeah, well, the whole thing is the alien.
Yeah.
Like, it first... Sorry, we're giving everything away.
That's what I'm saying. You should have turned it off. You should have taken our warning. So...
But I do think it has a great build. Like, there were some funny... I will say, the scene that really got... And I was with... I've been seeing all these movies with Stella. But, Stella, you're with us. When they're in the, where the horses are, sorry, everyone, that's...
Again, you should have turned off long ago,
I don't
people.
Know why. What do you call that place where all the horses are?
The stable.
The stable.
There you go.
Thank you so much. Now you're just with your grandma.
Uh-huh.
Grandma, the stable. What is that called? So anyway, when there's little people who are actually not aliens... But they're popping around.
Yeah, that's creepy
shit.
That shit
was scary. We were literally reacting to that. I was like, oh my God, no. I was like, I don't want to know what that is. I don't want to know what that is. That actually got me pretty good.
And that's the thing. Like, visually,
it's a great
Peele
moment.
Is so good right
it's
now.
So good. And like, I was like, oh man.
Nope is probably the best looking film he has made. Like, it's a gorgeous film to watch. And I love that it exists. And it actually was in the theater, made a shit ton of money. And it was an original idea. And I liked most of it. It's yeah. just that...
It doesn't tie up very well.
It doesn't stick to landing again.
It is a cool scene. I mean, like we said, we're ruining it. It when he goes to that giant camera, the camera in the well, and I'm trying to remember exactly what happens at that point.
But do you understand, like...
He's trying to get a photo of it.
Yeah, she is, right?
I think she is. Yeah, thank you.
And then she put the balloon in the air, which... Did she know the balloon would go in the air? And like also, like...
I don't know. That was how did she know that was going to work? And just... of events that like enabled her to, because the whole goal for them, really the setup, is they want money. That's the whole thing, is they're like, I need money, we need money, this is the way we're gonna get money.
Yeah,
we're gonna
we want our Oprah moment,
right? Fame. Yeah. So I kept thinking, is this movie a big comment on fame?
A little bit. That's the thing, it's a comment on a ton of things.
Like, yeah,
it's
like,
a comment,
what's it really
on
about?
You know,
her,
like
her need to be famous or attain fame, them being so close to Hollywood but not really in it,
and like, you know, how Black actors really didn't, you know, they were kind of oppressed,
maybe.
Like, because, you know, like, that's, there's a lot
no,
of that,
right.
too.
Maybe
like,
that's part of the underlying, like...
One of them. Like, that's yes. the whole thing. Like, he had a lot of ideas.
Okay.
Like, we're going back to the Jaws reference. So you have the end where the balloon goes in the air and it kind of ingests the balloon and kind of dies or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And you're kind of buying it because you understand, like, what's going on, but it's never really explained.
Okay.
But if you're looking, you're doing the Jaws comparison, when they have the tanks... on the ship, he's like, look, you mess with these things, they're gonna blow up. And you know, he has the tank in his mouth at the end, so you understand, like, oh, this makes sense, this is how this ends.
Yeah,
but it really, you know, the ship just kind of like dies of indigestion, essentially, like it
basically
just eats
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
yeah. And you know, if when even when it morphs into this whole new thing, it's like, that's really cool, why? What is it doing? Like, why is it suddenly like this huge
thing? I don't
know.
And I kept thinking, like, what's the shift for him if it's his story? I'll have to go back and see that ending again.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
I don't
like,
remember.
I don't really...
I'm, like, trying to remember. I'm just
it didn't
sure.
tie together. And that's... He's got... there. I think he's, like... With Get Out, it was a perfect film.
It is.
It all came
no,
together.
Right.
And, like, it just shocked you. It was wonderfully done. And I'm not saying everything has to tie up perfectly, because I'm a good fan of ambiguity. Like, you know, that's great. And like sometimes that makes a movie so much stronger.
Right.
But I feel like there was just a lot of stuff that was introduced that really wasn't worth it. Like, no, the monkey. And the monkey's my biggest problem.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, these aren't movies that are going to have sequels. Like, he doesn't do that.
No.
They're one-off. Like, he's kind of an auteur, right? Like, yeah. He's not doing...
You're not going to get Noped.
No, you're not going to get Nope 2, or you're not going to get, like, us... You know, that's not going to happen. So, it is different, where you're kind of, like, you kind of leave your head... You're, like, scratching your head, like I just did.
I love, like, being able to talk about in the theater, like, after a theater. That's great. It's still... But in the end... Like, I love that it exists. I'm mm-hmm. happy to watch it, and I'll watch it again and enjoy mm-hmm. the certain parts of it. Mm-hmm. But man, just the monkey.
Yeah, why? Why the monkey?
They just never tied it up and did anything with it other than, like, you know, having a whole bunch of people die. Even, like, the actress who had her face, like, eaten off is there.
It's like, damn, that's right. She was at the thing.
Yeah, and she dies in that. It's like, what is the point of all this?
There's a lot of bizarre stuff in that film, too. Like, even that whole thing that he has people there and he's doing this trick. Like, the whole thing, I was like, how do people know this happens and they're there and there's the woman? And, like, the whole thing is so weird.
Yeah, like, why isn't this a bigger thing?
Yeah, like, why is this happening? Like, how did this even get here? I don't understand where you find these things.
But then we're talking about all the shitty things. Let's talk about, like, some of the great things, though. Like I love that... You know, it being using the clouds to hide itself, like, there's so much creepy stuff. The cinematography is great. And I thought the acting is great, too. It's just, you know, like, I wanted more of them. That's all.
Yeah.
And, you know, the ship is honestly frightening, you know, considering it's just a silly-looking UFO, essentially. You know, like, if Apple made a UFO, that's what it looks like to me. You know.
That's a good comment.
Yeah. And but it's still, like, scary as hell.
It was scary. And a lot of that movie happens in daylight, like most of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, like, not many scenes are in the night.
Mm-mm.
So it's different. You're just like, oh, it's killing people during the day. But here we are.
And, you know, it has wonderful buildup, and the mystery of it is so great. Mm-hmm. Like, in the beginning, with all the stuff just drops from the sky. Like, it's creepy as shit. I love that.
I think that's one of the things that he's maintained that is actually really great about his films is every time now, I don't really know what I'm about to watch. I don't think he gives that much away.
Yeah.
Like, I really, talking about trailers, and maybe I probably should end this in a few minutes because I'm getting to the hour mark. So I will say, like, I really do hate when trailers give everything away.
Oh, yeah, it's awful.
And it happens a lot now mm-hmm. where I'm like, I already know everything. That's so annoying. Like, why did you show me that? But I never really know what I'm about to see with his movies. Not really. I'm kind of like, what is this about? I don't even know. Like, okay.
I was worried that he was going into Shyamalan territory where I was going to come out of this and like, okay, I think I'm done.
Are you done with him?
I am not done. I'm very much in. I'm worried that maybe like two more films down the road, if we keep going on this path. Yes, I think I might.
Is he even still making them?
Shyamalan? Oh, yeah. He's got one coming out. It's like a knock at the door.
Oh,
that actually looks pretty damn scary.
Well, he did. I did like the last one. What was it called? Old?
Old? You liked Old?
I kind of did like Old, actually. Oof, old I think is... I'm the only one that liked Old, but I did like Old.
Well, I give the compliment that, again, it was an original thing that actually went to the theater. That is, again, my bar is so fucking low right now. It's like for a movie theater
experience. Like, please.
Oh, it's not a sequel. It's not a tentpole. It's just like, oh, this is a little horror movie that's... Or a thriller. That's not great.
That's just not awesome.
But I saw it in the theater.
There you go. Well, at least they're making them.
Yeah. He's still out there making things, that little weird little guy in Pennsylvania, Shyamalan. Yeah.
I don't think he wrote it, but that Apple TV servant is crazy. Have you seen it?
Okay. I only saw two episodes because a friend of ours was in it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. She's...
I will tell you, I got obsessed with that show. That show gets really good. It's very slow build.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my God. Like, he actually, I will say for a series, and I don't know, like I said, I know he's involved in it, but I don't know how much, it's not like his films. Like,
I think he helped write it.
Did he help write it? Yeah. It's really, the acting in that is great. Who's your friend? Who should I ask?
Yeah, Heather Plank. She's on like a major role, but she's...
But she's in it.
Yeah,
I'll
like
have to look her up.
Yeah, Heather Plank's in it. She's it's kind of like when all the the people have their babies around, and they're kind of like, it's a, okay, all a bunch okay, of mothers in a okay, circle.
Yeah,
she has really red curly hair, and it actually comes up because her hair looks like the main character. Yes. So she thought this was, he thought that it was her or something like that.
All right, I'm going to, I'll have to look now because I've seen every episode.
Yeah, Heather Plank.
Okay, Heather Plank. Heather Everyone, Plank. Look up Rob's friend, Heather Plank. Well, listen, I hope you could follow that. That was fun.
We did go off on a tangent a bit.
Well, this isn't what I usually do, but what do I usually do, really, everyone? We just talked about a bunch of horror movies and why we love horror movies. And
are you still doing the ones where you go into the theater and you record yourself in the theater?
I haven't done that in a really long time. I love that.
Did you? That's my favorite form of the show, where you're just like at the theater and just kind of...
Hey, anybody want to come? You want to go? Let's go. I don't think I can get anybody to even get in here right now. It's so hard to get people to do this, so thank you.
Sure.
On the fly. Just see how easy this is? Rob, just stop by. It's like having lunch.
It is.
You don't even have
but
to have
But you don't
a plan.
Have lunch. You should do you, that.
I will bring lunch.
No, actually, people chewing, unless you're Brad Pitt. Like, oh, Brad Pitt's a good eater on camera. Like, you know,
he's a good eater. I love it.
If you watch a lot of his movies, he's always eating something.
Is he?
He's usually eating something.
Oh, my
something.
God. That's funny. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I will. Well, thank you. Maybe I'll do that again. I'll have to go. I'm trying to think what to go see. Maybe I'll do it with Smile. I may go see that on Sunday. We'll see what it's really like. Kevin Bacon's daughter's in it.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would go, but, you know, kind of have the whole trailer contest that day.
You guys have to prepare.
I got
to
get all that stuff, like, okay. mixed well, and ready, you know.
All right, well, listen, everyone, please support the Revival House. If you can come out Sunday night, come. Even if you have no idea, just show up.
Just show up and, like, support your local filmmakers, man.
It's super fun. It's a great group of people, and you'll definitely laugh. Or scream or cry or something.
A little bit of both, or just be completely underwhelmed, but still, hey, you got there and you watched those films, and I appreciate it.
Hey, we appreciate it if you guys come. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Rob, thank you.
Sure, great every time.
And go home and watch some horror movies. I mean, it's the time.
The Thing.
It's the thing!
Huh?
Midsummer. Just kidding.
Not as smooth, but that's fine.
All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks, guys.